It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine. This is episode 233. How's it going, Sam?
Great.
Yeah. I've got all kinds of crap because Sam can never record because he's too busy. So yeah. Buckle up. All right. The Reagan president. No, I don't know. Let's see. What do I got? Dude, I got one for you. I had this thought. GIFs, which is obviously GIFs, not GIFs. That's not the... I don't even know why I said that. This is obvious. GIFs. I was thinking about it, and it kind of renders our best skill, like, meaningless.
Meaning you and I?
Yeah. Because, I assume a lot of people are this way, and maybe that's why GIFs are everything now, or memes, or whichever. Both.
Yeah.
But it's like, it used to be like, because in our family, all we do is kind of quote stuff, and it's like, remembering the quote is like the thing we do. But now, and then I was thinking, or should we be better at? Because like something, I don't know, something happened on Facebook or whatever, and I was going to reply. And I'm not big into this stuff. Like I'm, you know, I'll use GIFs here and there, but I'm not like huge on it. But someone said something, I was like, oh, this needs to be the awful jackass from,
Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing. And I was like, and so I was like, well, that's someone clearly has to have made it. So I typed it in the GIF thing. Wasn't there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, the minute you have GIFs of whatever, that should be like in the top 10.
Yeah. A lot of stuff in that.
Yeah. So now I just like type it in. Like I'll just remember a quote and just be like, someone make the GIF and just type what it is half the time.
Yeah,
but like I don't know. I can't decide if GIFs are like bad for us or good for people who like to quote stuff. Is it good that you're able to be like, oh, this quote, and then you just type it in? I guess that's good. But yeah. Then on the other hand, I feel like it, you know, in like an old person sense, it's like, oh, they're taking away our skill of just being able to repeat quotes. I don't know. I can't decide.
Yeah, does it help because other people, like if that becomes a GIF or a meme that people know, then you can say those lines and they. Their brain goes to like thinking of the GIF instead of the movie. Like they wouldn't have remembered because a lot of people can't remember any movie, but maybe they can remember. I don't know. I was actually thinking that's probably been 10 years, 5 or 10 years, but it used to be all about the memes that would just be a picture and then people would write in the text.
Yeah.
You know, no one even uses those anymore. Remember those?
Yeah,
that was all. Reddit was just that for a while.
Like when you're writing in the text, and it's obviously it's not what the thing is. You're just coming up with a good thing that would fit for that pic. Yeah, I feel like I still see that. Or no, that they do that, but just with GIFs now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I guess more bandwidth or something.
Remember, there was the guy with the backwards hat guy. They all have like specific names. Douchebag guy or whatever.
Yeah, maybe we all got tired of them. I don't know.
Yeah, they just kind of...
Oh, sorry, this was a typo. I was supposed to be talking about GILFs. Never mind. Hold on.
Wrong note.
Okay, GILFs.
What do you got on GILFs?
Is it GILFs or JILFs?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That one I'm open to a discussion on.
Grandfathers. Oh, man. Anyway, some more random stuff I can just get out of the way. I think people just shouldn't do accents. Like actors. Like actors shouldn't do, just don't do. Unless, It's the conundrum where if you do it so well that I don't know you're doing it, then it's fine. But anything short of that, I hate it. I was watching, tried to watch that Good Omens show. It seems okay. I don't know. It was like exactly like, all right, this is kind of funny. But also I just wasn't like that drawn to watching it. But I don't know. It seems like it could be cool. But anyway, that show seems to be a British show, or at least it has a bunch of people from the UK in it. And then all of a sudden, Michael McKean, you know Michael McKean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he pops up as, like, this fucking, like, Irishman. And it's just, and I here's the thing. I don't even know if he's doing a bad accent. I actually have no idea. All I know is it's not his accent. Like, it's, and maybe that means he's doing it badly, but, like, he's just doing, all right, laddie, like, all right, I'm just, no, it's, you're not that. Like, I know you from too many other things. It doesn't. Just don't stop. Just don't do accents. It's so frustrating of like, oh yeah, they're trying to be a different thing. I'm trying to think of another example, but it really threw me off.
Yeah, it's because, yeah. I guess it's because you already have seen them do other stuff. Yeah. Like if you'd never seen them, then you just, like you said, you don't know. But yeah, there should be like done a certain amount of things, you can't.
Yeah, it might just be a really bad... Maybe he's doing a really bad job of it. I'm not like a dialectician or whatever, but it just doesn't... I couldn't even watch it. Did anyone else get to that part of that show and just not want to watch it anymore? Because that's what happened to me. I don't know why. And I love Michael McKean, but he's in too much other stuff.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
It's weird that he was like a... Well, the Spinal Tap, right? Joke kind of stuff. And then he was able to be like an actual actor.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really a real actor before that, right? Just kind of like comedy.
I don't know.
Like in Better Call Saul, he's so good.
Yeah, he rules in that. Anyway. Yeah, all those guys though, like, are actual actors too. It seems like they're just good. That's the thing about like, I actually think comedy is better when it's just really good actors. Like you don't have to be like a comedic actor. If anything, you're almost less funny to me. It's better when it's like. You just do the acting, but then the premise is slightly funny or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, so, you know, I've been playing a lot of golf, obviously. Well, not so much lately, but playing a lot of golf. And to get to the golf course, I have to drive on a certain highway that is like a windy riverside kind of highway.
Right. And on there.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, I've been on that highway.
Yeah. And I drive on it a lot these days. And a couple things. First off, the speed limit is 45, which kind of sucks, but like, all right. So I go a little bit over that, but not too much. But it is a windy road, so some people have to go 30, and it drives me insane. The other thing I don't get, here's what I want to know. Are any of you listening cyclists? Because in order to be a like a street cyclist, you know, like a road, whatever you'd call it, a certain part of you must just want to die, right? Like it must be like 30% just would love to just get plowed over by a car as hard as possible. Because I can't think of any other reason why you would try cycling on the most dangerous highway in the history of time. Like it's all blind corners and like there's like seven dead man's bluffs on it, like signs that are like, you know, just piles of dead cyclists. I don't get it. Like is it that much of a return on your, is that much of like a rush or an enjoyment that you get? Like, yeah. Okay. In a world where there's no cars, this highway would be kind of fun to ride a bike on, I guess.
In a world.
Yeah. But like, it just feels like you're just trying to die. It's so dangerous. Like and I get, okay, the answer is, oh, people should drive more safely. Yeah, sure. But also I shouldn't have to lock my car doors or my house or anything. I get it. Like you still don't want to just die because a bunch of people don't drive. Somebody's texting and driving. God, I can't even imagine wanting to ride a bike down in the middle of this little tiny two-lane windy blind curve highway that just the slightest thing goes wrong and you just get murdered. I don't understand it. Why do you do it? Somebody tell me.
Yeah, I don't get just anywhere. the bike, even in the regular places. I mean, if you're off on a trail, but around here, you're supposed to ride a bike in the bike lane.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way I'm doing that.
See, I'm gonna reach out to the swing voter bike rider and say that I get. Okay, you've got a bike lane. You're trying to get to work. I rode my bike to work for a little bit. It was fun. I liked it. In that situation, everybody can fucking see everything, you know? Like, yeah, there's still accidents and people are assholes and plow into you, but
they're also... Thousands of bike riders die every day.
But. Yeah, there's hundreds of them. But, like, you're also not supposed to be going, like, 60 in town, you know? Like, and you can't. There's too many lights and stuff. So, like, I get that. But this is just a whole other story. It almost feels to me like they're daring people to kill them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's like every time I see, maybe this is me projecting, but I see them and they're like, oh, they want me to not kill them to prove a point or something. I don't, it's weird. They want me to like have to drive slowly and not pass them and not do anything. And then I also get this 100% could be me, but then I also get the feeling that they like want to be mad. They want to be the guy from, you know, from Portlandia. Ah, cars.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
They just want to do that. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. I don't get it. Could you possibly be enjoying that? That's what I want to know. Like, I would just be stressed out the entire time that someone was going to fucking plow me off the side. But there's a big hill to the right. Like, somebody's just, yeah, there's hills both sides, actually. It's a kind of a levee road or whatever. I would, the whole time, I'd just be like, when am I dying now? Am I dying now? Now. No, I'm dying now. I'm dying now, everybody. I'm dying now. Oh, no, not that time. Okay, I'm dying next curve. Dying now. That would be me the entire fucking day. It wouldn't be like, ooh, I'm enjoying the sunset on this beautiful California highway. That would be 0% of it.
Like, bye, honey, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I won't see you.
Like, when they leave home, what are they? I'm not going to bother making dinner for you.
They have a tearful goodbye, like, the last 30 minutes every time it goes. Yeah,
and the bike helmet and the spandex.
Yeah. Just in case. Probably 50-50.
Yeah.
I was watching this 30 for 30, speaking of bike riding, there's a 30 for 30 on the Tour de France with...
It stands for 30 out of 30 cyclists killed. That's 100%.
What the heck's the name of the guy? It was before, Lance Armstrong. And not the guy after him.
I know him and neither of the two other...
Can't remember his damn name. Anyway, it's called Chasing the Badger. There's like this French, or I think he's a French rider, the Badger, just a badger. And it was about being on a team with him, and cycling is the dumbest thing ever. God. And I don't mean like, you know, if you want to go out and ride your bike, that's fun. I have a bike that I never ride that I should ride. It's fun, but
me too.
The whole like Tour de France setup, professional cycling is like, you know how they do it? They like... You have to go in like packs, and it's basically a bunch of supporting riders trying. They decide like this guy is going to be our guy that wins the race or whatever of our team, pretty much, maybe like one or two. And they just like help that guy and try to attack the other guys on other teams. Him? Like it's not a race where it's just like every man for himself. You know, it's weird.
Is it like roller derby or something? Yeah. Where you got like
I don't actually know how roller derby works.
No, me neither. But you got like jammers and.
Yeah.
That's all I know. And then like someone tries to like run around and they try to make a wall so they can't get through and then everybody dies.
Another kind of like that.
Dies. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. I don't get it.
But
there's
most sports documentaries you're watching, you just know like, okay, it's clear to me like what the rules are and what this guy has to do to win or do whatever the story is. And with this one, it was all this confusing stuff about like, well, I should have won, but they didn't have me do it. And then they said that I would win, but it's like, so is it even a race? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, is it like popularity contest? Like, there's an election?
Yeah, it is. Or it was. I don't know if it's like that now, but that's kind of how it used to work. There's guys that be brought onto the team that it's like, you're not winning. You're not winning. There's no, you just ride. How many billion miles is the Tour de France? Like, the entire, I think it's just like 10 laps around the border of France. I don't know how it works. But, anyway, I don't understand it.
Well, along the lines of sports that make no sense, I had another thing I just saw. You know, Simone Biles or whatever?
Yeah.
She was amazing. And, like, there must have been some gymnastic event. I don't know what any of them are besides the Olympics, but like there must have been something because I kept seeing like YouTube videos of like she just pulled off the triple double amazing thing.
Yeah.
Three by three with onions and cheese. No. And so I saw the videos and then can we just do away with all the non-jumping parts of the gymnastic stuff? Like, because like we've got Simone Biles, who's undeniably this amazing like flippy person that does all the flips. Like she's obviously the best. She does everything. Everyone's like she's the most dominant like just sports person of any sport in history. Yeah. And that's awesome. I love stuff like that. Like that's super cool. But then in between the amazing triple fucking flip she's doing, she's got to do all this like hand stuff that's nothing, you know, and these little poses that are not blaming her for it. Like that's just the sport of gymnastics, but like can we just not, why do they need to do that's nothing, like you know what I mean, they just kind of fucking
the routine
moving. It's like yeah, and but yeah. That's is there ever a situation where they're like, well they jumped better, you know, a little bit worse than Simone Biles, but like the way she was moving her hands and like posing her legs was so much better. Yeah. her jazz hands portion of the routine was just so much better that we're going to have to give it to this other girl. Like, does that ever fucking factor in? It's just time wasting. Like it's not just, it should just be jumps, you know, like it should just be like, it's like if, you know, it's almost like, you know, when you watch the Great Ninja thing, Great Ninja Show Warrior.
Great Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. Which I love.
Great Ninja Warrior.
I haven't watched it in like 2 years, but I love it since I last talked about it. But I love that show.
Exists.
Well, it's because I got rid of real TV, so now I never see it. But anyway, it's like if in between that they had to do a bunch of little meaningless poses. It's like, no, just do the stuff that is the point of the thing. Like, no. Are they
like resting or something?
That would be the best possible reason for it.
I don't know what they're doing.
I really want to know if anything turns on that. Like, is there one judge whose job it is to be like, well, they move their like I wish this was a visual medium. They move their arm and do the thing. You could do that forever and it's fucking nothing. Someone will tell me like, oh no, there's enormous technique to how they're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
fine, whatever.
Is it like ice skating that it's a
that too, yeah.
It's the whole, yeah, I don't know. Is there like a presentation part of it?
Yeah, it's obviously what it is. But it's
nothing.
You don't even do that in like dancing. You know, like it's not even the same.
Yeah, dancing is only legs. You don't use your arms.
Well, but like, it's not, I can't explain it.
At least my Lord of the Dance.
At least in dancing, usually there's a rhythm to it and there's like a flow to it. In the gymnastics, when you look at it, it's just like this rapid fire posing that doesn't, it adds nothing. I don't get it.
Like you're looking at your like jeans that you've tried on in a.
Well, or it's like maybe the scoring system is like how many of these poses you hit for. per second, so you just got to hit all these little poses or something. I don't even know. Anyway, dude, I saw. Did you see this? This was a random, like, science Reddit post or news something. There's apparently, this is fucking breaking news on the show. There's some sharks that are these Greenland sharks. Like, I think that's the name of the species.
Mm-hmm.
That. Live, they took a picture. They had this picture. This was the story. Picture of this fucking shark. And it said, we aged this shark or whatever. And we found out it's 392 years old.
Like still alive now?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're like, this species of shark is the longest living, like anything on Earth. At least
it should just be Old Shark. That should be the new name of it.
Yeah, Old Shark. Yeah, is there another shark that should be named Older Shark? No, if this is the oldest shark, it should be Old Shark.
Old Shark, great white shark, whale shark.
But like, you look at the picture of the thing, and it's just...
It does look a day over 100.
And it's like the Seinfeld where, you know, Kramer smoking the cigars or whatever. Yeah. It's like, look like an old catching... It's just this disgusting, leathery...
We're 300 years old, Yuri. Yeah,
exactly. Nonsense shark. That's just, and I just try to imagine that. Like, this fucking thing has just been floating around 392 years. Every day it was like, oh, maybe I'll eat some fucking fish today or whatever. And that's every day. That's all day.
Yeah.
392
I wonder if
years.
A lot of the years he's like, so just again with this.
Yeah.
Does this go on forever?
Yeah, for like 30 of the years, did he try singing or like getting into a hobby? You could, 392 years. That's a lot of years.
It's weird that to think that if they were, you know, a million years old, they would behave exactly like they don't know.
Yep.
They just go like, I'm awake, I'm thing. Looking for food. Yep. Oh, that's yep. it forever. They would
How
never get tired.
How many times
of it.
Has that fucking organism had to like find some food and shit it out? Just day in, day out. Just like, oh, God, again with this.
Oh, ancient shark. Some are calling it ancient shark. That's even better than old shark. Greenland shark. This one, they said 512 years old.
Yeah. I think 392, they're like, yeah, that's like an average.
Yeah.
So there's some that live even longer. I think 392 was the oldest, like, living one they found or something, but I don't know. But, yeah, they showed a picture. Are you seeing the picture?
I'm seeing many pictures of Greenland sharks. They're just crusty old beat up.
I typed 392 in Google auto-completed year-old shark.
Mine did yield shark.
Yeah. Look at it. It barely even has a shark face anymore.
It's a shell of a shark.
A hollow shell of a shark it once was. Maybe I'll put the picture in the podcast or whatever. Yeah. Fucking yeah. 400 years. Let me do some math. Let's see. So it's the year 2000 now. So that's like from 1600. Is that right? Did I do that right? Yeah, and I just can't even, I just try to think about that fucking thing. It has a brain, right? But I guess if you have a brain that like doesn't get tired of anything, then you'll do that forever.
Well, that's what would be really fucking weird is all of a sudden they were like, hey, humans, it's 400 now. Like overnight they were like, you're going to be 400.
Yeah.
You'd be like, so what, now I work for 350 years?
What would we do?
Everyone would kill themselves instantly.
I mean,
you can't
at least
work for 350 years. There's no way.
We'll find a way. Okay, capitalism. It'll. Yeah, but like at least we can do different things. Or you'd be like, that'd be so interesting if you're like, well, I spent 50 years on this continent. I'm just gonna go live somewhere else. Like,
yeah, I guess you just get different jobs. People would have like. Yeah, it'd be like anything else.
I worked at McDonald's for 70 years. Now I'm going to work at Taco Bell for the next 80.
Yeah, God.
Taco
if you
Bell
weren't educated and were stuck with, you know, having to kind of do that, forever. Jesus. But then there's some people who could do it forever. I can't even do it for 15 years, any kind of job.
Yeah. Anyway, I couldn't even, it was just the most, like, it just blew my mind. Just thinking about the whole time, everything humans have been doing for almost 400 years, let me think about things that have happened in history. All the wars, everything. That shark's just like, gonna eat another fish. Just whatever, think of any moment in history from now to the year 16, whatever it'd be, 20 something. And it'd just be, that shark would just be there like, today I will eat a fish. Any event. It's amazing. It's so weird.
Just doing nothing.
Yeah.
This nuclear bombs shocking. Exploding.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have eaten like a fish in his early 20s and then eaten like the great, 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 great granddaughter, son of a fish somehow later. They don't have a big range.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What's like a fish live to be? 10?
Well, it just gets eaten by this ancient fish.
Yeah, it's just how long he survives.
Yeah, fish would live forever, but it's just some whale.
Whale shark.
I love those nature shows where you see the giant whale just. Why can't humans get this? They just open their giant fucking mouth and like swim, and all the fish just go in their giant mouth.
Yeah,
God, I love it. I always picture that. Like, what if that's how we just open our eyes and like just walk? Not even we don't even you wouldn't even have to try. You just like walk a little bit, and just all kinds of food is just in your mouth at any time.
Yeah,
it's funny. All right, I got my serious one that's, it's not serious, but this is one of those ones along the great bits of like, I don't know how to describe it. So we got these shootings, right? Every day.
Uh-huh.
Every day is just a shooting. And there's something that I hear every time that I can't do it anymore. You know, there's one in, it was a Dayton in El Paso. And, you know, Beto O'Rourke made a lot of headlines of talking about the El Paso one, because that's where he's from and all that stuff. And it was fine. Everything he said was good and all that. But, like, I can't decide if this will, like, piss people off or not. But, like, I am so fucking sick of hearing about how strong the communities are where these people were gunned down. Well, the people of El Paso are strong. They're strong people. Oh, okay, so it's fine. It's fine that there's a massacre because they're strong. See, other cities, they're not as strong. That's the thing. There's a, if you look at the strength index, comparative strength index of all the cities, El Paso, it's at the top. So shooting, no problem. Just kill as many as you want. Other non-strong communities, well, okay, then we got to do something about, like, what? It's a meaningless thing that gets said every single time there's a disaster or shooting or anything, which is every day. And there's nobody's ever going to say, what does that mean? What does that mean that El Paso is strong? Like, what does that actually mean? Does that mean everybody who lives there is like, they bench more than me or what? Like, what does that mean? Or is it just a thing you have to say every time because we can't get rid of guns? So all we can do is offer these like little like ass kissy phrase it. Like, I know it's not malicious on anybody's part, but like part of me is, it just, everything that's not gun control annoys me now, like with these things, because we just shouldn't have guns, in my opinion. So like, we got to say, well, they're strong. It's a strong community. Their diversity is their strength over there. And it's like, yeah, okay. Someone just shot a bunch of people. Doesn't matter how strong they are, like emotionally or whatever. That sucks.
Yeah. You know? It's weird. Cause I had that exact thing happen. I was listening to, I think it was Jim Rome. He had Daniel Cormier on. He's from Gilroy, or he lives there now or something.
After the Garlic Festival.
And he asked him the same thing about the shooting, and he was like, well, he said the same thing. He's like, well, it's just, he said something like, the shooter thought he could like ruin our town, but it just made everyone stronger. Yeah. And I was thinking, like, my first thought was like, that's kind of disrespectful to people who fucking died.
Yeah.
Like, so you're saying like, well, he thought it would really upset us, but it doesn't. We already forgot fine. About it.
We didn't need those people.
Yeah.
I don't get what
the 10, those, how many people died in Gilroy?
I don't know.
Well, 15, 20, they didn't, they're not affecting how strong, like the rest of us have moved on to a strong core. Imagine
if someone you knew or loved got shot in one of these things and somebody's like, well, they're strong. I'd be like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm fucking pissed off about it. I'm not, there's no strength.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to kill that person and get rid of every gun this has ever made. That's all I want.
I had the same exact thought this week. That's weird. They always do say that. It doesn't, are they thinking that it's like people who are in the town are going to all move away and then they'll like the whole economy will crumble and the town will be just ruined because everyone will just be like, I can't stay here because the shooting just, it's going to haunt me forever. And they're trying to like make everyone, you know, don't let the guy win that, like, I don't know what they're thinking. They have to be thinking something.
No, that might be kind of it, but there's no reason that you or anybody knows the variables that would go into all of that. Like, you don't know whether or not the community is strong in that way or not. Like, how would you even put a fucking number on that? How would you have any idea?
There is something you could say with it after, like later or some, I don't know. You say like, well, you know, we look back on the tragedy of the people we lost, but there's almost no good. The only small, tiny upside to all of this, maybe, I don't even, you know, there's no upside, but you know, if there was, it's just that like, I know a lot more people now from the community. It brought us together against guns, I guess, but they don't say it like that. They just go right to like, we're strong. And it's a hashtag, whatever our city is strong is the thing. And it's like maybe the first people who did that had some sort of idea that made sense, and now everyone just says,
we're just strong. Does it all stem from like the 9/11, like after that happened, it was like New York kind of, which was, you know, I'm just tired of it because I just don't want guns. That's what it comes down to. Like,
I get that.
You shouldn't have to be strong for shooting. Like, there's no, you know.
But also, what if you were there, if you lived in that city and you're like, I'm not strong. Like, I feel worse. I feel weaker than ever. Like, probably as weak as a person could feel because I just could have gotten killed and I saw other people die.
I'm not going to fucking rub some dirt on it. Like,
and no one did anything. No one's doing anything about it. Just run it off. I don't really feel strong at all.
Just run it off. You're strong.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Don't speak for me. Like, I live there. Yeah. You know, like, I'd be annoyed at that. Let alone if I actually lost somebody that, like, an actual family member or someone I knew. It's weird.
El Paso strong.
Yeah.
People of El Paso strong.
Strong men also cry. I think it's just to say, like, hey, gunman, you didn't break us. But that doesn't even work. The gunman person is not thinking, like, oh, this really didn't go how I thought. I thought I was going to weaken that town, and they're stronger than ever, so I failed. Like, they don't... That's not what they're doing, is it?
No, they're usually dead, because they just...
Yeah. Themselves. Or they're just insane, or they just wanted to kill more people. It isn't... Anyway.
They're not often insane, actually. The numbers say that's not actually the case. But, they just get carried away with Fox News rhetoric and then want to kill a bunch of immigrants or whatever. But it's just annoying. Here, let me do some lighter comedy after that. Let's see. What's a good one to do? Well, remember when I did the commercial on Tin Cup Whiskey about how it's like the perfect branding for everything? Speaking of strong people, Tin Cup Whiskey, Tin Cup.
Yeah.
And you got the camping and the climbing and the everything. It's funny because like somebody for my birthday the other, I guess it's a month ago by now, somebody got me Tin Cup Whiskey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. And I thought like, well, I'll drink it. It's whiskey. Like what? Of course I'll still drink it. It was fine. It was like not good, but it was like, okay. It wasn't like bad. It was exactly a fine, okay, like whiskey to drink. But then I was thinking about it and then I was like, yeah, I'll drink this because it's whiskey. And I was like, just the word whiskey is just the fucking perfect word. It just makes me want like whiskey. It actually really sounds old, tough and old timey too.
But also kind of light.
Yeah. And then I started thinking about it. And I was like, wait a minute. Bourbon? That's the best word ever.
Yeah.
Scotch? Mm-hmm. Kidding me? Scotch? Gin? And then I realized, okay, I just might be an alcoholic. But still, like every word of liquor, it's perfect. It must be because it's the thing humans care a lot about. They used all the good words.
Yeah, vodka.
Vodka is the one I was like, eh. No, it has a different appeal, that word, to me. It's like, I don't like
tequila it. Sounds
tequila, I mean, come fun. On. It's great. I really think we saved all our best words. Each culture, each language saved their best words. Like, we've got the perfect combination of sounds out of our mouth. We're going to use that for our drink of choice. Bourbon, scotch, gin. It's amazing. Dude, even beer.
Yeah.
What a great word is beer.
Beer.
Amazing. I don't know. And then it's probably not at all. It's just because I like these things. But it feels like the words are all great. So I had some Tim Cup whiskey. Tim Cup.
How is it?
Fine. Okay.
Just normal. Yeah.
Well, I mean, campfire spontaneously erupted in my house, and then all of a sudden I was climbing and adventuring. I was leading a team of cattle, I don't know what other things. I was on the frontier, had a pickaxe, all that stuff happened the minute I and I was expected. Like, I'm not using this fucking tin cup. So tin cup, maybe if it was like a bigger one, but it's
there's a tin cup on the top.
There's a little tin cup. That's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
It's like a shot glass. I'm not going to drink. It's like that size. I'm not going to do that.
Well, you're at home. If you're on some rocks and stuff, you don't have cups. So you got to use just the thing it comes with.
Even though I brought the whole glass, like the whole bottle, the entire glass bottle that I can't bring.
No.
Yeah. I would settle for the good, like old timey tin or like metal coffee cup shape. You know, like that's what they had, right? I don't know. That just feels like it's more like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I would do, but not a little tin shot glass. That's stupid. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, you got anything today? Or
no.
Yeah, nothing.
I just work. That's what I realize every time we do this now. I'm like, and we can't do it on time. Like, I don't actually do anything. So how? I don't have any thoughts.
Kids just playing a robot. Sports or...
Yeah, well... The only funny thing I have with that is that...
You don't write down anything. You probably have stuff.
I don't know. I don't even remember thinking... I used to remember thinking like, oh, I should have written that down. I forgot. I don't even remember. That doesn't even happen anymore. But one thing it's kind of interesting is now that my son's playing basketball and he's like obsessed with it, is the difference between,
oh man,
I've probably said it before, but just practicing, trying to work on something with him or my daughter, they're completely different people. Last night, yeah, he's playing basketball and he's just like shooting, and he does kind of a, like he can kind of dribble now without having to double dribble or stop and dribble again. Like he can pretty much keep a dribble going. And so he'll run up with the dribble going, and then he'll do kind of a jump stop and then shoot it, like a layup kind of. And I was trying to show him like, oh, you should, you know, I should try and show you how to do an actual layup where you just jump off of your left foot and, you know, your right arm's up and you kind of, you know, just a layup. Mm-hmm. He can't do that. Yeah. It'll be like a layup.
Yeah.
And he can't do it. And last night it was like 8 o'clock. We were just at the park and it was kind of getting dark. And I was showing him and he just couldn't do it. And he's like, no, I did it. And I was like, no, you didn't do it. And I was trying to think of like, okay, how do I start? Stand right next to the rim and just step out with your left foot, jump off of that and lift your right knee up with your hand. Yeah. Just trying to break it down to like, just do this simple part. And then we'll get back to like running and doing that or whatever.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that. He kept like leaving his right leg behind him or like hopping twice on his left foot, the important part of it is that like I was never telling him like you should be able to figure this out or you're just terrible because you can't do this. I was telling him like this is hard, like we'll probably have to work on this for, you know, a week. And you're six, like you should. I didn't even remember if I had even shot a basketball when I was six. Not maybe a on the one. Little hoop.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's way ahead of, you know, it's fine. There's no pressure at all. I don't even care if he ever plays basketball. But to him, he's like, he had to do it. And he kept doing it over and over again. He went back and forth between arguing with me that he did do it, which he never did, or like saying he can't do it and like crying, you know? And I was like, well, if it's too, you know, you don't have to cry about it. Like, let's just go home. We'll try it again tomorrow. He's like, no, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of my daughter who would quit instantly. Well, she would kind of say she did do it and yell at me and then quit like right away. It's weird. But each of them is, they're almost just as challenging because I can't, I guess the best would be the middle where it's like, hey, it's hard. We'll, you know, practice it for 10 minutes and then tomorrow we'll do 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. I didn't get it today, but I'll get it tomorrow. It's not capable. Neither of them can think like that. Maybe just kids can't think like that, but
yeah,
it's hilarious. He's like sweating. His face is all like, because the ball is on a blacktop, so he's got his hand on the ball and he's wiping tears on his face. So he looks like he just got out of a coal mine. And like, I couldn't even see. It was like 8:30 and I was like, are you even there anymore? Did you guys
hand that kid some tin cup whiskey on
him? He's like killing himself to do layups. And I'm telling him like, you don't have to do a layup right now. There's absolutely nothing riding on this. He's like, no, I'm going to do it. And then, so eventually, you know what happened is like, I just have to say like, oh yeah, you did it, because I want to go home like before midnight. Because otherwise he'll just say, no, I'm doing it again. And I said, no, you did it. And the layup, perfect layup. Let's go home.
Wow.
Yeah, he's an asshole. He's super competitive.
That's interesting. I wonder why. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, why is any of that?
I don't know why anyone does anything, but I think a little bit of it being that he's little, or you know, the younger one is seeing his sister do everything.
Mm.
It must, because I was the oldest, so I don't know, but I don't know if you remember having that feeling of like, because I never had it. Is there a feeling of like, oh man, the older brother or sister does stuff and I can't do it, or I don't get to do it? And
literally, what all of life is. That's why I'll never understand. Because I swear that that if you look at the psychology, somehow there's no consistent differences between, you know, where you are in the sibling lineup. I swear I read that at some point. I don't believe that'd be like the last thing I believe. It's so much different being raised a younger, middle, whatever child than like the oldest child. It couldn't be more different. It's weird.
I believe it because I never have a single memory of feeling like
and like everything that you were doing was like the exciting thing, and then when I got to that stage, it was all like, "Well, this is stupid," and someone already did it. Like, and like our parents were like too tired to care, you know. Like our parents were able to care about stuff that you did, but then by the time like, you know, me and our younger sister that's why our younger sister I think is the worst of all this. Like she doesn't. You know, she never got like the, how exciting it is that you're doing this thing. Cause like every three assholes already did all the stuff that she did pretty much. It's tough. the tough.
Yeah, especially tough thing. When we were kind of funneled into you, like the same stuff. You know, like I think mm-hmm. now with my, because my daughter could do piano and like art stuff, and I think I could give her attention for that. And then if my son's doing something else, but ours was just baseball, basketball, soccer. Like what else?
But I also mean miles, you know, like graduating running. And stuff like that.
Oh, well,
that.
That's boring instantly. I can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
Graduating college or, yeah, college. I didn't even graduate college. I don't know if I told you that.
Like actually graduate?
Yeah, no, I have a thing, but I didn't go to graduation.
So no. I don't even know why.
Remember when my mom was like, you know, you're gonna look back and you're gonna regret that you didn't walk at your graduation. Well, I'm almost 40 and I don't even, never one day have I regretted not walking at my graduation.
Yeah.
That's not to say that if you want to, you know, go ahead. But like for me, I don't need to. It's 110 degrees in Sacramento. People with their I went to other people's graduations and it was 1,000 degrees and miserable. No, I don't need to do that.
I had to go to a wedding over the weekend that was 100, literally 107 degrees, and everybody died, and they just canceled the marriage.
Miserable.
It's over.
Yeah.
Poor people. Marriage. I feel bad. Yeah. And they're like, well, this isn't going to work. If anyone here doesn't, oh, the sun. Okay. The sun doesn't think this.
Son, you didn't even give me a chance to say the whole, like, you know, forever hold your sun rays. Yeah.
Burn you're me once like, if you.
Blasting
think
us the whole time. That would be funny if you had a wedding where it was kind of like overcast and comfortable, and then as the guy was saying that, it just cleared and it was 150, and everyone was like, holy shit, this is the sun.
I wonder,
a
certain number of times in human history, it probably must have burst out raining like the minute they said that.
Yeah. Have you been to a rainy wedding?
No, but it sounds nice compared to where I was at. I would love that.
I was going to say, maybe I just made this up in my mind because I wanted to, because I like the people, but I have a couple friends that got married. And it was just fucking raining the entire time. And it was awesome. Like if there were ever two people that could handle it being just like a shitty rained out wedding, they just laughed and had fun with it. Everyone was, you know, it was weird how that works. Like I wanted to believe, not that I believe things happen for a reason, but just that like, I was happy that it happened to them out of all people, if that makes any sense. Cause it made it a memorable wedding. It's the only wedding I've ever been to like that. And everyone was just soaking wet and, you know, it was fun. But anyway.
Yeah,
I'd have that over a sunny wedding any day.
Oh, yeah. This one, with a rainy wedding, like, oh, it's alarming. And then you pretty much can, like, accept it and just, like, have fun. With a heat ray from a James Bond movie killing everybody, there's no, like, son, we'll just accept. It was literally a health hazard. Like, I was worried. And they did this thing. Our friends are great. I'm glad. It went pretty well. They were able to, like, it was like just the ceremony part was in the sun and then we were able to like move into the shade. But they did this thing where they're like, all right, the DJ was trying to get people. All right, come on. We all got to sit in the sun and get it. And we had the, you know, our baby who already has every skin disease known to man. Apparently. And I was like, we're not doing that. We're not. When I say 107, I'm not exaggerating. It was 107. And I saw people just melting. Like they just
dropping dead.
They did, they were a pile of clothes at the, like, the witch or whatever. They just were like, I died, you know, for the sake of this wedding. And I was like, listen, DJ.
In my head, his name was DJ.
Yeah, it should be. And in my head, I was like, just hold everyone in the shade forever. And then the minute the wedding party is, like, marching down the fucking aisles, be like, all right, everyone go in the seats for 5 seconds, get this over with. And we would do it. But they wanted to do this like authoritarian, you know, high school, like until everybody sits down, we can't start. And I was like, no, just don't fucking do that. There's no way. Poor people. I was like, there's the old people there. I thought they were going to die. It was awful.
Yeah. I wonder that a lot because if I go out and it's like 87, then I'm going to die. Like I think I'm going to die. And then I see people like old people out there in 107 and they don't die. So I don't understand. When do you die in the heat? Do you not?
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. But I see people live through it sometimes.
Nah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. They're just a walking time bomb.
They die later. Yeah. When you don't
like
see
a burn victim or whatever. Yeah, they just die. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Glad you had time to record. Cool. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And see you on the Facebook group. over at facebook.com/weaselstronghold or /group/weaselstronghold. And see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.